NASA announces U.S. astronaut at ISS will return to Earth via Russian spacecraft, crew. By Penny Starr on March 16, 2022. The National Aeronautics and Space Administration, NASA, announced that U.S. astronaut Mark Vandehei will return to Earth from the International Space Station, ISS, with Russian colleagues aboard a Russian spacecraft. The news came in a NASA online feature on Vandehei, a retired Army colonel who now holds the record number of days spent in low Earth orbit. Hay was aboard the station for 355 days. Vandehei will return in a Soyuz spacecraft as scheduled alongside cosmonauts Pyotr Dubrov and Anton Shkaplerov, the article said. Fox News reported on Hay's return on March 30, which is taking place as Russia's invasion of Ukraine continues. There were some fears after Russia invaded Ukraine that the cosmonauts would ditch Vandehei when they returned to Earth in a couple of weeks. Dmitry Rogozin, the head of Russia's space agency Roscosmos and a longtime ally of Putin, posted a video of the U.S. flag being removed from a Soyuz rocket and has publicly sparred with retired U.S. astronaut Scott Kelly. In a tweet that has since been deleted, Rogozin allegedly told Kelly that the death of the ISS will be on your conscience. Russian state media outlet RIA Novosti also shared edited footage from the ISS that appears to show the cosmonauts waving goodbye to Vandehei and departing without him before the Russian segment detaches from the rest of the space station. It kind of enraged me that the country that we had been in this international partnership for 20 years would take the time to make a video to threaten to leave behind one of the crew members they are responsible for, Kelly told the Wall Street Journal. They agreed to be responsible for his safety, getting him to the space station and getting him home, Kelly said. For me, that kind of just crossed the line. But NASA said it will continue to work with Russia. We have on March 30 the return of a Soyuz, a return of Anton, Pyotr, and Mark, Joel Mantlebaino, program manager for the ISS, said at a press conference on Monday. And I can tell you for sure Mark is coming home on their Soyuz. We are in communication with our Russian colleagues. There's no fuzz on that. Our Roscosmos colleagues have confirmed that they're ready to bring the whole crew home, Mantlebaino said. All three of them. Fox News reported that Russia's air and space industry is one sector of the country's economy that has been targeted for sanctions. Sanctions will degrade Russian aerospace industry, including their space program, President Joe Biden said last month. NASA and space agencies in Europe, Japan, and Canada want to keep ISS running until 2030, but Russia has not committed to supporting the station beyond 2024. Follow Penny Starr on Twitter.